Welcome to the February 2019 issue of TD Magazine. I'm Vanessa St. Gervard, Editor-in-Chief. This podcast is sponsored by Boise State University. If you're looking for a master's degree or certificates to enhance your professional skills in instructional design, e-learning, needs assessment, or evaluation, visit Boise State University's Organizational Performance and Workplace Learning Online Graduate Programs at opwl.boisestate.edu. To help you build your career, internships and job placement support are also available, so contact an academic advisor at 208-426-2489 and get started today in one of Boise State University's Organizational Performance and Workplace Learning Online Graduate Programs. The art of giving feedback. Sometimes managers are more apprehensive about delivering feedback than the recipient is about receiving it. But if you want employees to improve their performance, there's no avoiding the feedback process. This month's cover story presents a formula for feedback success, while acknowledging the anxiety typically associated with it and how to overcome it. By following a few simple guidelines, supervisors can conquer their fear of feedback and turn an otherwise difficult encounter into a positive one, write Patrick S. Malone and Zena B. Such in their article. Whether it's just once a year, not recommended, or repeatedly throughout the year, giving feedback to your employees is such an important practice that affects many facets of your entire organization: productivity, employee engagement, sales, and retention, just to name a few. It's true that few people want to hear criticisms about their work. However, I'm certain you would rather have a successful feedback conversation than deal with the frustration of an employee's repeated unsatisfactory performance. Am I right?